It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton.
Orson Welles' famous War of the Worlds radio broadcast in 1938 scared millions of Americans into believing Earth was being invaded by Martians. But not 8-year-old Frank Drake. Rather than being fearful at the thought of aliens, he was fascinated.
My father told me there were other planets in space like the Earth. And this excited me. I was 8 years old, and it just struck me that this meant a planet like where I lived, with people like me and houses like me and eating food like I ate. The idea of there being other creatures in space is fascinating. It's, you know, the basis of so much exciting science fiction, of the most popular movies ever made. And it's just a subject which excites our curiosity. What would those other creatures be like? What would their histories be? Do they have technologies we don't have which we could benefit from? All of those things are the reasons that interested me.
Drake pursued his boyhood interest and studied radio astronomy at Cornell and Harvard. In 1960, he conducted the first search for extraterrestrial intelligence, a project now known as SETI. He looked for signals from these alien civilizations by setting up a 25-meter radio telescope in Greenbank, West Virginia, and aiming it at two nearby stars.
And this is a telescope very much like the telescope that we use to look at the sky, at the stars and the planets, except that it receives radio waves instead of light waves. And at that time, we were on Earth transmitting radio signals that were sufficiently powerful that our best radio telescopes of that day could detect them across the great distances which separated the stars. And so it made sense to search for radio signals. We wouldn't be speculating or assuming super civilizations or super technologies. All they had to have was technology like our own, and we could find them.
At that time, Drake was a junior staff member at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory and kept quiet about his new project. It was so novel that he was concerned it might raise skepticism among colleagues and academics. But word of SETI got out, and the public responded with support and donations. Since 1960, there have been over 100 SETI projects, with radio telescopes stationed around the world, including Puerto Rico, Argentina, Australia, South Korea, and Italy. The equipment has become larger and more sophisticated over time. But so far, nothing has turned up. Drake says the universe is so big that it's hard to know where to look.
We now listen not to one channel, as I listened to back in 1960 in the first search, but rather to tens of millions or even hundreds of millions of channels at once. The search for the signals is actually carried out by computers, looking at the deluge of information which is coming from the radio telescope. To this time, we don't have a signal, conclusive, impeccable detection of a true extraterrestrial intelligence signal. But we have many tantalizing signals, which suggest to us that perhaps we're on the right track and we just should keep trying.
Frank Drake is a very singular person. There's no other Frank Drake. Frank, being the first, has led the way, and he's continued to be an inspiration. And I've been in places in rural Africa where Frank Drake was still a celebrity.
Seth Shostak is a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute. The nonprofit is spearheading efforts in the United States to build and set up larger and increasingly more sophisticated radio telescopes. SETI's latest project with the University of California, Berkeley, is the Allen Telescope Array, involving 42 radio antennas, the most advanced structure ever built to look for signs of extraterrestrial intelligence. Although he's now retired from full-time teaching, Frank Drake continues to provide guidance for the next generation of astronomers at the SETI Institute. He's a celebrity in the astronomy community and helps with much-needed fundraising to keep the work of SETI going. Although no signs of extraterrestrial intelligence have been seen, Drake remains optimistic.
It's only a matter of time, and the amount of time is only a matter of money. So we know how to make the search. We have a good idea of how much searching is required, but it's very costly. In time, as more funds are accumulated, we will carry out the search, and eventually we'll succeed.
Do you think this is going to happen in your lifetime?
Well, I'm 80 years old. And unfortunately, the best calculations tell us that it's, even with our present very powerful equipment, the discovery is probably decades away. On the other hand, we could, with very good luck, chance upon a civilization signal even tomorrow.
For VOA News, I'm Joanne Marr in Mountain View, California.